This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The government has sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament during the budget session beginning tomorrow. An all-party meeting was convened in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal, JP Nadda, Chirag Paswan and Ramdas Athawale, Congress leaders Jairam Ramesh and Gaurav Gogoi, NCP leader Praful Patel, DMK leaders T.R. Balu and Tiruchi Siva, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi were among those who attended the meeting. On the first day of the budget session tomorrow, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey in the Parliament. She will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha on Tuesday. The government is likely to introduce 6 new bills during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time. The session will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to World Heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. In Uttarakhand, 3 pilgrims were killed and 5 others injured in a landslide near Chirbasa on the Kedarnath Yatra route in Rudraprayag district this morning. Of the deceased, 2 were from Maharashtra and 1 was a local resident. All the devotees were en route to Kedarnath from Gaurikund. NDRF, SDRF and local police carried out the rescue operations. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed grief at the loss of lives and instructed for prompt and enhanced medical care to the injured. Meanwhile, Meteorological Department has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall across the state over the next 48 hours. The Met Department has issued a red alert for the Kumaon region and a yellow alert for the Garhwal region. In Kerala, the 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district infected from Nipah virus passed away this morning. The child was on ventilator support at Kozhikode Medical College Hospital. Nipah infection was confirmed in the boy yesterday through tests conducted at the Kozhikode Virology Lab and the National Institute of Virology, Pune. Around 246 people were in his contact list, of which 63 are in the high-risk category. Kerala Health Minister Veena George has said all measures have been taken to prevent the spread of virus. Health officials urged people to remain vigilant and adhere to safety protocols. In Gujarat, 10 teams of NDRF have been deployed in Surat, Navsari, Valsad, Daman, Dadra Nagar Haveli, Porbandar, Junagar, Dwarka and Gir Somnath districts in view of the red alert issued for heavy rainfall during the next 24 hours. Several districts including Narmada, Dang, Bharuch, Tapi, Rajkot, Jamnagar, Amreli, Bhavnagar, Kutch and Diu have been placed under an orange alert. IMD has forecast widespread rainfall in the state over the next 4 days. However, as per the India Meteorological Department, the intensity of rains has reduced in flood-affected Saurashtra region of Gujarat today. Barring a few regions in Saurashtra, rest of the parts in the state received light to moderate rainfall today. Bangladesh's Supreme Court has termed the High Court verdict illegal and has scaled back to the contentious quota system for civil service job applicants. In its verdict, it has also urged student protesters to return to class. The prior decision of Bangladesh's High Court led to a national widespread clashes and the death of at least 133 people. And in Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India has set a target of 202 runs for UAE in the crucial Group A match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. In reply, UAE was 17 for the loss of 1 wicket in 4.4 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, UAE won the toss and put India to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.